Shabbos Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin 9-7. The Mishnah continues with the topic of Hotzah, however, and we will actually discuss a principle here at first, not just some more Shirim. It starts out by talking about Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin. If one transfers a basket of a peddler, so the peddlers, these were itinerant peddlers, went from city to city selling cosmetics to the women, and therefore inside their basket they might have all sorts of different things. So let's just say you have 10 different types of perfume in the basket. So afal pi sheyeshba minin harbe, even though there are lots of different, say 10 different perfumes in that basket, if a person takes the basket out, he will only be liable to a single chatas, because we look at the whole container as a single unit, as opposed to 10 separate units inside the basket. Let's leave it at that. The truth is, in the next perek, in Perek Yud Mishnah Beis, we will discuss 10-2, we'll discuss further how to look at a basket which is partially transferred, and whether we say that eged kli shmei eged, if the basket indeed unifies all the contents within it. But let's save that till the 10th perek. Now we'll move on and say, zerone gina, what about seeds that you plant in a garden? According to the Bartanura, these are edible seeds, so think, like pumpkin seeds or whatever, sunflower seeds, which you could eat. But they're not being used as food, they're being used for planting. That being the case, pachas mikrogeres, the shear is actually less than the usual grogeres, dried fig amount, which is for foodstuffs. Here we have a lesser amount than that you'll be liable for, because it's significant to keep your sunflower seeds even less than a grogeres amount if you're using it for planting. How much is a quote-unquote less than a grogeres? So according to the Bartanura, it is just a little bit less, no particular amount. Same, that's the Rambam. Others learn it's actually much less, meaning, relatively speaking, might even be the size of just a good old-fashioned kazayas, an olive's bulk, because the truth is, in the gradations of volume in Talmudic lore, there's no intermediate step between a grogeres and a dried fig and a olive. Okay. Moving on. The Mishnah says, Zerunagina pachas mkogeres, seeds in general less than mkogeres. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer Chamisha, he says much less than that, even simply five seeds will be enough to make you chayav. The halach is however like the Tanakama, meaning you need to have a whole pachas mkogeres, not just five seeds. Now, the Mishnah continues in unanimity. Everyone agrees that there are certain types of plants which even just a couple seeds are significant, because these plants grow so big, they're worth so much, these seeds are valuable, and therefore those plants we've seen in the past in Seder Zeraim, that they grow big and they spread far and wide. Here they are again. Zera Kishuim. Kishuim is maybe cucumber seed, so, or some kind of pumpkin, different pshatim. So shneim, even two of those seeds would be enough, because the kishui is a nice big plant. It's definitely not zucchini. In modern Hebrew, kishui is zucchini. Zucchini comes from the Italian. A zucca is like a gourd or pumpkin. The suffix ini means a teeny one, like a tiny gourd, a zucchini. But zucchinis come from the New World. They didn't have them in the time of Chazal. So that's not what it is. But let's say it's cucumber for argument's sake. So also the zera diluim, seeds that you plant for gourds, also shnaim, two would be sufficient to be liable. And also zera pulamitri, the Egyptian bean plant. So again, two seeds would be sufficient to store away, a normal person would keep them because they're valuable, and that being the case, one who transfers even two would be liable. Okay, next, what about grasshoppers, a chagav? So a chagav is actually, there are four types of kosher chagavim that are they're grasshoppers, but they're actually kosher to eat. So we'll talk here about the chagav chai tahor, a living, that's chai, chagav, grasshopper, that's tahor. Tahor means that it's from a kosher species. This could be food, but it's alive, therefore it's not food yet. So kol shehu, doesn't matter how small the grasshopper is, if you transfer it, you're liable. Why? Because you keep living grasshoppers to do what with? To give as toys to children. So since the child will keep this as a pet, whatever size it is, so therefore it's significant in the smallest amount. We're only talking about kosher grasshoppers here, because the Tanakhama holds, you're not supposed to give grasshoppers as pets to children if it's from the not kosher species of grasshopper, because we're afraid the child will eat it, and that will not be kosher. Okay, now mace, once you have a dead grasshopper, then it becomes just generic food. Again, we're talking about a kosher grasshopper here, and therefore it's not a pet, it's just food, so therefore the requisite amount ratchets up to the normal food amount of a grogeris, a dried fig amount, that's for dead grasshopper. Tziporus karamim, as for this creature called the, I don't know, the bird of the vines, vineyard, the vineyard bird, whatever it is, whether it's an insect or a bird, it doesn't matter. Since these creatures were used for medicinal purposes, bein chaya, bein mesa, it doesn't matter if the creature is alive or dead, kol shehu, any amount of tziporus karamim would make you liable, shem matznien osal rafu, because people save it for medicinal purposes, meaning even the tiniest amount that's useful. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afamotzi chagav chai tamei, even if a person transfers a living grasshopper from a not kosher variety, already kolshu, the requisite amount is any size. Why? Shematznin osa lekatan lesachek bo, because you will indeed set aside any grasshopper, says Rabbi Yehuda, both kosher and non-kosher, to give as a pet to a child, and therefore even the non-kosher grasshopper is significant. However, Tanakhama disagrees and says you're not supposed to give not-kosher grasshoppers to children, lest they eat them when they die. Rabbi Yehuda says children do not eat their pets when they die, they mourn them. And that being the case, Rabbi Yehuda says you can safely give not-kosher grasshoppers as pets to children. Tanakhama, however, is the halacha, he prevails that one ought not to give not-kosher grasshoppers as pets to children, and therefore the shiur for a not kosher grasshopper is nothing. People aren't supposed to. There's no use for them, alive or dead. Grasshoppers are useless, and therefore there wouldn't be normal shiur because they're not kosher. They're not food.